Welcome to another exciting little baby small cast episode of We Happen to Be Trans, a pop culture pod small. And with me today is myself.
Little cast.
Victoria. Yeah, little cast for a little baby arm and leg. I'm Victoria, at Victoria underscore Maximus on Instagram. And yep, it's me again with my girl pen pals, you know? Hey, no? Okay, just
pod
me.
Pals?
Whatever.
Pod pals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was waiting for something better than, yeah, pod pals. Let's do that.
My pod pals.
We already went down the whole pen pal road.
Yeah, I know.
It was a dark road, leads to nowhere. Pod pals.
I still live on that road. I'm hungry and cold.
Pals in a pod.
Alone. Pals in a pod.
We're pals in
two
a,
pals, in a,
pals
pod.
In a pod. Yeah.
Three pals in a pod.
Three pals, one pod.
We're like the Keebler elves. We're Snap, Crackle, and Pop. If they were girls, Snappy, Cracky, and
I don't know. I think the Snapple crackers. Whatever the fuck they are called. They were pretty like NB. I wouldn't want
Snapple,
to gender them.
I had a boss that was a Snapple cracker. She had to have two or three of them a night.
Snapple crackers and Apple Jackers.
Yeah.
It's us. I'm with here we go in reverse time order. My girl Neela. Sup, girl. Introduce yourself.
Oh, hi. I'm me and I'm on this cast. I'm one of the podcasters.
The pod people?
I'm one of the pod people. I don't want to do the scary Donald Sutherland thing where he points and he goes, but that's an invasion of the body snatchers. I'm Jurassic Park on Instagram.com/com. And I like to talk about pop culture with my friends. And I think that's what we're trying to do, but we're just making up weird podcast puns.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing more pop culture than puns.
True.
And podcasts. So we fuse the two together and we have a pop culture
pun-cast.
Molotov cocktail.
We have a pun cast.
We have a pun cast. Pun in the sun.
Molotov cock cast.
Oh.
Cock.
Okay. I like
cast
where this is going.
Tail.
Yeah, Molotov cock cast.
Cast.
This'll be great for everyone.
So and then we've got Jen. Just Jen.
I'm doing my thing over here, just giggling away. It's gratefully underscore Jen with a G. So that's GEN on the Instagram things. And I'm just giggling away again.
Yeah.
What else can I do when I'm on with Victoria?
Nope. Yeah, she's giggling into all of our hearts as we speak. So this week we're doing Pop Culture Wars, another episode of that famous brand that's within a brand. It's inception time with Pop Culture Wars. This week we're doing Savage versus Savage. And I just wanted to go through the savages of the pop culture universe and compete. So first off, we've got the brothers, Ben Savage and Fred Savage. Let me try that again. And Fred Savage. There we go. What do we think? Who's the better Savage? Who's the stand-up?
Howie Mandel. Have you guys seen Little Monsters? Starring
yes.
The Savage Brothers? That's they were together. That was like worlds colliding. And Howie Mandel was like this weird ass monster that lived under the bed.
Well, Howie Mandel is the force that unifies us all.
Yeah, he's the Sam Jackson. He's the Nick Fury to the Savage cinematic universe.
It's because he blows up a rubber glove and puts it on his head. That's who could refuse that?
I know. And Bobby's World, give me a break. Genius.
Yeah, with Uncle
Bobby's
Ted.
Bobby's World definitely
Let's
wins.
Talk about not the Savages. Let's just talk about Howie Mandel.
This is our new podcast called Not the Savages.
Not the Savages. It's a game where we just, like, you can't talk about the Savages. Otherwise, you lose. You get slime gets poured on you.
Step on a Savage, break your mother's back.
Yeah.
That's, that old phrase.
So those are savages. So, who is the better savage? I'm going to definitely say Fred Savage.
I'm going to go with I'm going to have to go with Fred Savage also.
Because of his directing credits too.
I mean, he's an excellent director, but I mean, quite frankly, I prefer The Princess Bride to anything that Ben Savage has done ever. And so I kind of have to go with Fred.
Okay. Well, it looks like it's 2-1 here because
and Fred directed Party Down.
It looks like it's 2-1 here. Okay. Fred Savage has done a lot more than Ben Savage in the ensuing years, but Boy Meets World, Ben Savage was just so entertaining and has made me laugh a lot. And I love him. I can watch Wonder Years and it's fun and good for a bit, but after like 2 seasons, it's just the same old shit. I don't know. Like 6 seasons of a lot of the same kind of stuff. It doesn't change very much from season 1 to the 6 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. And those movies that Fred Savage was in, I like the movies, but it's not because of him. Like, he's in it, but that's not the draw for me. I don't dislike Fred Savage. I do like him. He's done amazing, you know, children's programming, directing, voice work, and all of that. But nothing he's done because of him and what he's brought to the table for it has stood as high in my life as a peak. The peaks weren't as high as Boy Meets World was for me. And I come to that show, a lot of it is because of Ben Savage and what he did. Obviously the other characters too, but I think he's good. He was a great, he was a funnier child actor. His comedic timing was better.
I agree that Wonder Years is like kind of hella overrated when you look at it as an entire series.
Oh yeah.
It started off, it had 4 seasons that were cool. And then like it got really not good. It just, I think it's like in theory, it's such a great show. Like you think about it, like it was so cool in 6 seasons of music, but when you watch it, you're like, damn, this is like kind of primitive and annoying after a while. It has
boring.
Some good stuff. It gets a little boring. It's
I'm
too
bored.
Bad.
And that's where Boy Meets World did it better.
Boy Meets World.
They didn't. They constantly changed up characters and concepts of the show.
True.
Well, so 2-1. Fred Savage moves on. Okay. Next, we have the musicians. We have 21 Savage versus Savage Garden.
Oh, easy.
Wait.
I think it's easy too.
Savage Garden
is my only choice.
Oh, shit. Okay. Well, it's fucking 2-1 again. I was going to go with 21 Savage because Savage Garden is fucking the Wonder Years of music. Boring.
No, but if, you know, you have like, who won't you? I don't know. Come on. That's like a 90s
it's
canon.
Cheese. Yeah. It's funny. It's fun to listen to as like a 90s cheese back.
I mean, I will admit, I never heard 21 Savage, so I'm a little unprepared for that contest.
Oh, he's a crucifix on his face, and he's a rapper guy. He's got some cool, some pretty hot tracks. He's done
some
collabs.
He's good. He's a good rapper.
Where's he from? Like Atlanta?
I don't know.
Something?
I don't know a ton about
Atlanta.
Him.
Anyways, yeah, he's good.
The ATL. The ATLian, yeah.
He's an ATLian. Good album.
So, yeah, agreed. So now we have the icons. Actually, this is probably the easiest one to decide. We have we had Savage Garden versus we have Savage Dragon, the comic book hero from the 90s versus Macho Man Randy Savage.
Macho Man.
I like want to go with Macho Man, but you just reminded me of Savage Dragon. And I had not thought of Savage Dragon for 20 something years. So I'm kind of like, I need a second just to like,
I remember the comic.
Remember Savage Dragon. I had those comics. I just didn't think when you said that, I was like, who? And it was like, Image Comics, Savage Dragon. Completely forgot that I had all these Savage Dragon comics. And I just almost want to say Savage Dragon. They probably don't hold up very well.
No.
I don't.
Although they are still making issues. I actually Googled Savage Dragon before we recorded and found that there was a cover, a comic book cover issue from 2017, and it has a giant Donald Trump coming to attack. It looks like it's like, oh, and the dominated, like, evil person, whatever. And he's like, and Savage Dragon is holding the children, trying to run to safety. It's pretty fucking.
That's cool. But yeah, Macho Man, we're all going to have to agree with.
I mean, Mr. Macho classic, Man. Incredible, stab into a Slim Jim, friggin'.
Yeah.
Pop culture beyond his just wrestling. But what a figure that everyone knows and loves.
Why was Super Macho Man a character in Mike Tyson's Punch Out or just Super Punch Out? But it wasn't Macho Man.
Right. Yeah, they changed the names when they moved Punch Out over to the States.
But he's a boxer, so it's just like, who's Macho Man? Is Macho Man supposed to, like, his name was Super Macho Man. And
yeah,
didn't look like.
Yeah. I think it was just a kind of a fun reference to the name, but maybe they didn't want to get sued because of the likeness. Like, they already had to get Mike Tyson, but then that got fucked up.
Because he, like, he's a bad man, but yeah.
The arcade game originally, like, Soda Popinski was like vodka something.
Oh, yeah,
vodka
they did, Insky, right. Like, that was a little too racy for the kids.
Yeah, so they made some changes and maybe, you know, they thought, well, Macho Man, we can get away with Super Macho Man, we could get away with, but not the likeness.
No, yeah. He had, like, weird gray hair. It was weird. His graphics were weird.
And also, like, it's a boxing game. Like, what is Macho Man doing boxing?
Exactly.
Like,
that's what I'm saying. I mean, sure.
I mean, boxing and wrestling have certainly crossed over. You've got, you know, Mr. T boxing, Roddy Piper boxed at one point, and
Rocky III, Mr. T, totally.
Rocky III had and the Thunder Lips moment of Rocky III.
Oh, yes.
Boxer versus wrestler, Hogan versus Stallone.
Very true. So, do you have any, I'm starting to wonder what other savages you have.
That's, you know, hey, look, I came up with six, and some of them were like, who the fuck even remembers that shit? So I'm pretty proud of myself, to be
that's
honest.
That's really good. I got a couple
some
more
of those,
savages, though.
Some of those I actually didn't have to even look up. Like, I actually, you know what? I actually thought of all of those off the top of my head, but just Googled them to confirm the existence of and the way that the name was spelled. It was like, okay, I know Savage Garden's a thing. 21 Savage, pretty sure that's how it is. And then I was like, wait, is it just 21 Pilots? And I was like, oh, no, shit,
I know,
it is 21
confusing.
Savage.
21 Jump Street.
Yeah, and then... And then there's just the movie 21 about counting cards, and that was kind of shitty.
21 Grams with Antonio Banderas. But not Antonio Banderas, just, Benicio del Toro and Watts.
Same thing. And then, in Savage Dragon, I don't know why the fuck. You know, I didn't graduate high school. I took the equivalency exam and got the fuck out. I think all the knowledge I was supposed to learn about, like, geometry and physics and shit, I just... that mental real estate is taken up with Savage Dragon and Savage Garden and all that shit. So,
well, I have two savages I can add to the savage world.
All right, hopefully we know them, but if not,
okay.
I'm just gonna guess.
Director Savage Steve Holland,
known for,
he directed Better Off Dead with John Cusack.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's a great 80s like silly rom-com-y movie.
I've seen that one. That was entertaining.
Yeah, and he did One Crazy Summer also with John Cusack. And then he did nothing else that I would care about.
Haven't seen it. Okay, shit.
Those are two great 80s movies. I'm so surprised you haven't seen those. Definitely watch Better Off Dead.
Movies are my weak...
it's your Achilles.
My weakest known thing. TV shows, much more music, huge comic books even.
So then my next savage is not going to land anywhere. John Savage, the actor, who was like in The Deer Hunter and Thin Red Line.
No,
he was in
I don't
Hair.
Know. So,
who did he play in Thin Red Line?
He was a sergeant guy.
Okay.
And he's always a tough guy. What else is he in? He was in like lots of 70s stuff. He was in a lot of stuff. Anyway, he was in Star Trek. He was a couple episodes, I'm looking up right now.
Oh, shit.
A couple episodes of Star Trek Voyager. He played Captain Rudy Ransom. Whatever the hell that is.
Rudy Ransom. I don't know that character yet, but I might. I'm going through Voyager now for the first time ever and with my wife. And it's a good time. A hoot and a holler. It's the me and you and Jen Giggles of television shows.
Yeah,
and
everyone we know.
Yeah. And I was going to say that director because just because of the John Cusack link, and I like him, but now I'm going to go with the actor because Star Trek.
Yeah, he did two Star Treks. That's it. Got to give him some credit.
I like it. So what? Yeah, what's your pick?
my pick is Steve Holland because I love Better Off Dead, even though John Savage is in much more kind of revered films. But Better Off Dead is, I have a poster for it. I like really love that movie. Like, you're going to love this movie. It's
Steve Savage.
Crazy.
Is that his name?
Savage Steve Holland. What kind of a director is named
Savage Steve Holland?
I'm going to go with Savage Steve Holland also.
Because his name is friggin' Savage Steve Holland. I mean,
okay. So
we're just keeping it on that you are losing to me and Neela this entire
bit. This was a point.
I don't give a fuck. Okay, well here we go. I think I'm gonna win, and I think everyone's a winner when we just go to the fatal four-way match between Fred Savage, Savage Garden, Savage Steve Savageson, whatever the hell his name was, and Macho Man Randy Savage, who comes out fatal four-way.
Fatal four-way, or
yeah,
we just doing
one winner,
semifinals?
one winner. Nope, fatal four-way.
Well, I have to go with Macho Man.
I'm gonna go with Fred Savage.
Oh shit!
Because I was never a wrestling kid at all.
God, I loved Macho Man.
And Fred Savage directed all the Party Down episodes, and Party Down was so good.
All right, making it interesting.
Making
so what's Victoria going to go with? Uh-oh, what if I go with someone completely different?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not, because obviously Macho Man Randy Savage is who I'm going to go with, because come on, it's Macho Man Randy
Savage. It's Macho Man. Are we sure he didn't do anything bad? He's okay? He's a good guy?
I actually believe... Okay, so here's what I know about Macho Man. There's actually a really... It was on Netflix. I don't remember exactly what it's called. Jen, if you could look that up for me. There was a documentary a few years ago that went through Randy Savage's kind of personal life. He was a wrestler, wrestled for a while, and then kind of got out of the game after the mid-2000s, but he wrestled for a good long time. World champion, renowned, did the Slim Jims commercials, all of that. He was the wrestler in the first Spider-Man movie with Tobey Maguire. He was Bonesaw.
Oh, yeah, Bonesaw. Okay, I like him a lot. He was really funny and was really excellent.
Yeah, and so you got Bruce Campbell introducing Bonesaw and then Tobey Maguire as himself in Spider-Man. And then he also really liked hip hop and came out with a hip hop album that I still don't own. And I can't fuck me for not owning
Holy
that album.
Shit.
I'm, you know what? I'm going to do a, We Happen to Be Trans pop culture review of Macho Man Randy Savage hip hop album, in the future. Stay tuned. And, the only negative thing that I've heard about him is that he was very jealous of his wife, Elizabeth. Miss Elizabeth was also his valet in wrestling, and behind the scenes was very overprotective and very jealous, and there's a lot of rumors that he was maybe too controlling of her, but some of that's also been kind of discredited, that it's been embellished. Who really knows? He's never been talked about having, you know, abused anyone physically or sexually, or never been talked about being racist or anything like that. So just rumors and speculations that maybe he was not a great husband or boyfriend, as far as just being too jealous and maybe a bit too paranoid. But everything in the documentary actually shows that he did a lot of work with youth and charities. And
he's literally, up until he's too physically incapable of going. Yeah.
Yeah. He comes off in that documentary as a really, really upstanding guy who is really, and very, very loyal with his family. In fact, he didn't want to be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame unless his entire family, Lanny Poffo and Angelo Poffo, were inducted with him, because he felt like, Because other families in wrestling, like the Von Erichs and stuff, had been inducted together, he felt like the Poffo family, because Angelo Poffo had a good career and
in the early days.
Mm-hmm. And his name is Randy Poffo.
Poffo
but
cast.
Randy Savage is so much fucking way cooler. The Poffo cast.
The Poffo cast. I want to change now. I realized all these Yeah, it's pretty close.
Are you? What do you want? You change it to Randy Savage?
No, I'm going to just have to be contrarian just because it's more interesting. But I'm not like strongly against it either.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. So 2-1 this time. Neela comes out on the bottom rung, you know. But Fred Savage seems like a good guy. I like him. We like all of these people pretty decently, I think.
Except for Kevin Spacey. That was a different
no. Fuck him. Fuck him.
Yeah. that's great. This was fun. It was a fun game. What do I get? What do I win?
You win a chance to be on a future episode of We Happen to Be Trans.
Oh my God.
... a pop culture podcast, and a nice little shout out on our Instagram at We Happen to Be Trans, on Instagram. And, you get our love and support. You also get to be my pen pal, my pod pal, pod pals,
pen pod pal.
Buy them today in your local store. Pod pals are fun. We look like microphones. The toy looks like a microphone, but inside the plush microphone, surprise! It's Victoria is in the microphone popping out.
Oh, that's fun.
It looks like a tape recorder, a portable tape recorder. Oh no, it's who is it? Oh, it's Neela popping out of that tape recorder. Press play, and oops.
Oops.
There she is. Oops.
Oops, what a mistake. How'd I get there?
Oops, it's Jen popping out of the tape.
Yeah, classic, Jen. Oh my God.
Order them today on www.wehappentobetrans.facebook.com/warnercable.zone/morgan/merch.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Wow.
Bye.
Wow, that was so
fun. Love you.
Bye-bye.